عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال لما نزلت على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله إلى آخر الآية اشتد ذلك على أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Still in this chapter, that it is compulsory to submit totally to Allah Ta'ala, to the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person is called to obey Allah, to fulfill the commands of Allah Ta'ala, then how, what should his attitude be, what should he say at that time? When he's commanded with the right and he's forbidden from the wrong, then what should his attitude be at that time? With regard to that, in this chapter, the first hadith that is mentioned, narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, لَمَّا نَزَلَتْ عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. When this was revealed on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first, the famous ruku, last ruku of Surah Baqarah, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. When that was revealed, then and this part said that everything what is in the heavens and the earth belongs to Allah Ta'ala. And then the next part of the ayat, whatever you make known and clear, what is in your heart or what you conceal and hide, Allah will take you to task for it. That is, whatever comes in your heart, whatever thought, whatever comes, and you speak about it, good things, you are not shy, you are not frightened. For that also, all the wrong things, you will be taken to task. And that which you hide away, you feel ashamed, that what am I thinking? What terrible thoughts are coming in my heart? For that also, you will be taken to task. When this was revealed to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اشتدَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَىٰ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Sahaba found this very hard, because what thoughts come to everyone without his choice? It's just a funny and terrible thoughts come to a person, and that we will be questioned and we will be taken to task for that. So they found that very hard. But they expressed this to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَتَوْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ثُمَّ بَرَكُوا عَلَىٰ الرُّكَبِ. And then they came and they went down on their knees. In other words, they were humbled. They were very frightened. They were like, they were shaken up that we're going to be taken to task for all these things also. And they said, فَقَالُوا أَيْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. They say, oh Allah's Rasul صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ كُلِّفْنَا مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ مَا نُطِيقُ. We were given such commands that which we could fulfill. Like for example, as-salatu, wal-jihadu, was-siyamu, was-sadaqa. We were commanded to make namaz, that we managed it, we did it. We were commanded to make jihad, we made jihad also. We were commanded to fast also, that also we did. We were commanded to give charity. And if you can see, all these are very hard on a person. To take out time, when a person is like a dunyadar person, and to take out time for namaz, he finds it like a burden. And then jihad, where he has to go, where he's putting his life on the block, he can pass away easily in jihad. Roza, food which man loves so much, and he has to give that up. Sadaqa, money, a person loves his money, and he has to spend that. All these hard commands. But we were commanded and we fulfilled. We did all that. وَقَدْ أُنزِلَتْ عَلَيْكَ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ وَلَا نُطِيقُهَا. And this ayat that has been revealed to you, O Allah's Rasul, this we cannot manage. That we have to now, that even the thoughts, stray thoughts that come, not of our choice, any thoughts that come in our mind and wrong ideas, we are going to be taken to task for that also. This we find very hard. فَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then prepared them first, and this is also how when seeing to the queries of a person, how to handle it, If we study the hadith, that is also given. Like for example, you have a sheikh and the murids ask various questions. How to answer, how to address them. That has been also taught by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, أَتُرِيدُونَ أَن تَقُولُوا كَمَا قَالَ أَهْلُ الْكِتَابَيْنِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. What, do you also intend to say such things which the people of the two kitabs, the Torah and the Injil, the Jews and the Christians, what they said before you, you also want to be like them? What did they say when these difficult commands came, when they found it hard to fulfill them? They said, سَمِعْنَا وَأَصَيْنَا. We heard Allah's command, but we will disobey. We won't accept it. It's too hard for us. Do you people want to go down that road? So this is the preparation of the mind of a person to accept the truth. Do you want to become like the Ahl al-Kitab? And you also want to say, we hear, but we will disobey. Well, قولوا, what we should say, you say this, سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. We have heard and we will follow. How much we can, we will follow. Where we fall deficient, we cannot manage غفرانك. We ask your forgiveness. But our route is to please Allah and fulfill every command. As human beings, we are limited, we are deficient. We will never be able to do it perfectly. But we choose the route of perfection. And all our deficiencies, we say, غفرانك, Ya Allah, please forgive us. We don't say that I can't do this. When Maulana Muhammad Ilyas of Rahmatullah Ali started the work of Tabligh and Dawat, and he invited people to spend spend 1 day in the path of Allah. When there was this riwaj was not there, nobody ever thought of giving time in the path of Allah. People found it very hard. They were so committed to their dunya that to give 1 day in the path of Allah was impossible. So Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, we told Mana Ilyas, this is very hard, people won't be able to do it. So he said, that's not the attitude. You go and you make effort. And where you have a problem, you come back to me. But don't from the start say, we can't manage it. Whatever command comes to you, accept it, try your best to put it into practice. Where you find you've got a problem, then you come back to me and we try and sort out that problem. Consequently, we see people are not just giving 1 day, 3 days, 40 days, 4 months. They're giving their lives for Tabligh. This was the thing which was impossible to imagine before. People were only giving their whole lives for dunya only. Now, mashallah, there are so many people. 40 days, how many people have given? 4 months, how many people? How many people are giving their lives now in the path of Allah Ta'ala? So that must be our attitude. Whatever command of Allah comes, I'm prepared for it. Where I fall short, make me maaf. Not like other people, they want to change the deen. We can't manage, deen is too hard for us. Now make a modern deen. Give deen a facelift. Change deen. Make deen to suit us. That's not the attitude. We follow the original deen of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Where we fall short, we cannot manage, we ask for forgiveness. Whether it is really we cannot manage, or whether it is our laziness, our indifference, but we ask for maaf what we cannot do. We don't try and justify any masala also. As long as a person accepts the masala as it is, but he can't practice it, he's not practicing. He finds it hard. He'll be a sinner, but he won't go to Jahannam. But that's wrong if you want to justify it now. And you make the haram halal. That is now you go out of the fold of Islam. You are changing the religion of the deen now. Then that is very, very dangerous. So our attitude is, we accept deen, we try our best, we know we're going to falter, we will be weak. We ask forgiveness all the time from Allah Ta'ala. فَلَمَّا اِقْتَرَاهَا الْقَوْمِ. When the people, when this came to the people, وَزَلَّتْ بِهَا أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ, and they humbled themselves, أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي أَثْرِهَا, Then Allah consequently revealed another ayah. That is, when people accept that this is our attitude, we're going to humble ourselves, we're going to try our best. Where we falter, we will ask for forgiveness. Then Allah made it easy. And Allah revealed the other ayah then, آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The Rasul, he believes and in that which Allah Ta'ala has revealed. And the believers also believe in everything what Allah Ta'ala has believed. كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ. All of them, the Rasul and the believers, believe in Allah Ta'ala. وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ, in all the farishtas. وَكُتُبِهِ, in all the kitabs. وَرُسُلِهِ, in all the rasuls. لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ عَهْدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ. And we do not make any difference that this is a different rasul, that all the rasuls we accept. What preference Allah has given to some rasuls over the others, that is on its place. But we accept every rasul as the rasul of Allah Ta'ala. And that after all that they say, سَمِعْنَا. We have heard all this. وَأَطَعْنَا. And we follow, wholeheartedly we follow also. And غُفْرَانَك. Oh Allah, forgive us for our shortcomings. رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. And oh Allah, to you will be our return. The hadith carries on, and then which is the explanation is given in front, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then abrogated, cancelled his first command, that you will be taken to task for everything. And now Allah made it easy. So when we submit, then also Allah gave the very heavy command to Ibrahim alayhi salam to slaughter his son. He admitted, he accepted it wholeheartedly. But finally what happened? Allah replaced it with a ram from Jannah. When Ibrahim alayhi salam was supposed to go into the fire, they wanted to throw him. He accepted that also wholeheartedly. But when as he entered the fire, Allah made it a garden for him. So when we accept Allah's command and our attitude, whatever Allah say, I'm going to do, I accept it, then Allah makes it very, not only easy, Allah makes the opposite. The fire, Allah made it into a garden. His own son, Allah changed it into a ram. And not only that, now you eat of that qurbani meat. And it's big sawab to eat of the qurbani meat. Allah made that also. So we must be prepared to do whatever Allah tells us to do. Allah will make it easy and enjoyable for us. But we must not have the attitude of changing the deen of Allah, of bringing a different type of deen. That must be right out from us. We must accept deen as it is, as Allah wants to. And Allah is that great, merciful being. He commands with the heavy and He accepts with the very easy. Very easy. For example, Allah said, remember me day and night, all the time. Then it comes that if you remember me for a little while after Asr and Fajr, I will remember you the whole day. And that little while is 33 times Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Allah commanded that remember Allah all the time. But in Amal, Allah said, you just do that little, that's all, I will remember you and I'll do your work 24 hours for you. So we must have that. Allah wants to see that attitude from us. That complete submission, we accept wholeheartedly what Allah says, then Allah makes it very easy for that person. May Allah give us all time. Subhanallah.